Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Negotiation is a big deal in the business world. It's all about finding common ground between two or more parties who want different things. But for ESL learners, it can be extra tough. Language and cultural barriers can make things tricky. That's where negotiation tactics come in. They're like secret weapons that can help you succeed, even when things get tough. So what are some of the challenges you might face as an ESL learner in negotiations? And how can negotiation tactics help you overcome them? Let's find out. Importance of negotiation in business English. Negotiation is a key ingredient in the recipe of business communication. It's like a secret sauce that helps individuals and organizations achieve their goals by reaching agreements that benefit everyone involved. Negotiation skills are so important that some industries require them more than others. For example, sales, marketing, and real estate are just a few industries where strong negotiation skills are essential. But why stop there? Negotiation skills can benefit any business in the long run. They can lead to increased profits, improved relationships with clients, and even better career opportunities for employees. So don't underestimate the power of negotiation in your business English journey. It's a skill worth mastering. Key negotiation vocabulary for ESL learners. Negotiating can be tough, especially when you come across unfamiliar terms. But don't worry, we've got you covered. Here's a list of key negotiation vocabulary that you should know. Offer, a suggestion or proposal. Counteroffer, a different proposal in response to an offer. Concession, something given up in a negotiation. Terms, the conditions or rules of an agreement. Agreement, a mutual understanding or deal. Deadline, the date when something must be finished. Contract, a legal agreement. Proposal, a plan or idea presented for consideration. Clause, a part of a contract that specifies a condition or requirement. Negotiation, the process of discussing and reaching an agreement. Compromise, an agreement where both parties give up something to reach a deal. Terms and conditions, the details and rules of an agreement. Scope of work, the extent of the work that needs to be done for a project. Non-disclosure agreement or NDA, a contract that prohibits sharing confidential information. Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, a document that outlines the details of an agreement. Letter of intent, a document expressing an intention to enter into a formal agreement. Binding, an agreement or contract that is legally enforceable. Non-binding, an agreement or contract that is not legally enforceable. Final offer, the last offer made before the negotiation ends. Ratification, the act of formally approving and validating a contract or agreement. BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This is the best alternative option if negotiation fails. ZOPA, zone of possible agreement. This is the range of possible outcomes that both parties find acceptable. Effective preparation strategies for negotiations. With the right preparation strategies, you can increase your chances of success. First, identify the goals and interests of everyone involved. Then, develop a negotiation strategy that takes these factors into account. This will help you reach a favorable agreement. But did you know that preparation strategies can differ based on culture? It's true, different cultures have different negotiation styles and expectations, so it's important to do your research and understand the cultural norms of the parties involved. This will help you communicate effectively and build trust during the negotiation process. Understanding cultural differences in negotiation. Negotiating with people from different cultures can be a bit tricky. It's important to know the cultural norms and values of the people you're dealing with to avoid any misunderstandings or conflicts. If you're an ESL learner, don't worry. You can still communicate effectively during negotiations by being aware of these cultural differences. So what are some of these differences? Well, for starters, different cultures have different communication styles. Some cultures may be more direct and to the point, while others prefer a more indirect approach. Some cultures place a greater emphasis on building relationships before getting down to business. To navigate these differences successfully, it's important to do your research beforehand. Learn about the culture you'll be negotiating with and their customs. Be respectful and open-minded during the negotiation process. And don't be afraid to ask questions if you're unsure about something. Remember, negotiating with people from different cultures can be challenging, but it can also be an opportunity to learn and grow. By understanding cultural differences and approaching negotiations with an open mind, you'll be well on your way to success. Role of active listening in negotiations. Let's talk about the role of active listening in negotiations. It's a super important skill that can help you build trust and understanding with the other party. Here are some tips to improve your active listening skills during negotiations. Number one, focus on the speaker and avoid distractions. Two, show interest by nodding or asking questions. Three, paraphrase what the speaker said to ensure understanding. Four, avoid interrupting and let the speaker finish their thoughts. How can active listening skills help you overcome language barriers during negotiations? By active listening, you can better understand the other party's perspective and needs, which can help bridge any language gaps. Plus, by showing that you are actively trying to understand them, you can build rapport and trust, making negotiations smoother and more successful. So let's put those active listening skills to work and ace those negotiations. All of us have many opportunities every day to practice active listening. Try it with family, friends, and colleagues. Active listening can be very powerful. Here are some final words. Negotiation is a super important skill to have in the business world. But we know it can be tough to master negotiation tactics when language and cultural barriers get in the way. Don't worry though. With some effective preparation, understanding of cultural differences, and practical negotiation tactics, you can totally improve your negotiation skills and reach mutually beneficial agreements. Now, you might be wondering what other resources are out there to help you improve your negotiation skills. Well, there are tons of great books, articles, and even online courses that can give you some extra tips and tricks. Here are a few great negotiation books to help you improve your skills. Number one, Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In by Roger Fisher and William Urey. Number 2. Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss. Chris Voss was head of the FBI Hostage Negotiation Unit. Number 3. The Art of Negotiation, How to Improvise Agreement in a Chaotic World by Michael Wheeler. And don't forget, improving your negotiation skills is an ongoing process. Even if you feel like you've got a good handle on things now, there's always room for growth and refinement. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep pushing yourself to be the best negotiator you can be.